All right, Donnie, count us down in your top five agenda excuses.
It was me. I didn't do it. It was the one-armed man. Lag out.
Put the trophies up. It's another episode. I told you long time ago. We about to explode. See, it's something mean. It's supposed to be me. But I showed up. It's awesome. And that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me. Guess we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been killed a long time ago. Bio, born on SG. Grew up on CDP. Baby mood, I didn't got her on. We call it PG. Rainy M. I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 106. I am your hostess with the mostest, Tricky Mick. Along with me is Donnie.
What up, though, people? Tricky's the only host who is a co-host.
Oh, we're all co-hosts.
No, but I'm your you want to say co-host, but you're supposed to say host.
I was going to say the co-hostess with the mostest, but it didn't come out right, so.
But that wouldn't sound right anyway because you're not the co-host, you're the host.
Donnie, you're talking too much already. Let's bring him for his first official show, I Yield to No One.
You're wrong again, Tricky.
Tricky's so wrong. And he was so wrong, he lost spoilers.
Oh my goodness.
Not only did seriously, I lose spoilers, I still haven't even put out 105 as of this recording.
Oh my gosh! Alex's last show, and you're delaying it.
I've been busy.
Haven't we all?
It's going to be hectic over here where I'm at. Folks, I don't have my computer. My computer crashed on me, so I'm over my mom's house, full house, and they don't respect recording time.
Well, no, man. It's Easter. The family's together. Drama will ensue.
That too.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, they're fighting over who came first, Jesus or the egg.
Jesus or the egg. You know, I know you're making a reference to the joke. Did you guys ever see that t-shirt? The egg and the chicken laying in bed smoking a cigarette, and the egg goes, "Well, I guess we know the answer to that question."
No, I haven't seen that.
All right, as we do every week, we give you our updated trophy count. I am level 23, total trophies of 46-10 with a plat count of 32. Donnie, what are you looking at, buddy?
I'm looking at, this is pace from last week, so whatever I said last week. Oh, but damn, we don't have last week because you didn't put the show out. Dang it.
Oh, see? Okay. All right, Donnie, your count is level 23, 4385, and a plat count of 57. Yield?
Level 16 with a trophy count of 2371 and a platinum count of 24.
All right, let's move on to what we're playing. Donnie, what have you been playing, buddy?
I went back and got the Chatterbox trophy for Tomb Raider. You know, I had to play through the whole game all over again because of what I... Well, dang, you didn't put that out either, man, by little tip.
Now, well, by the time people listen to this, 105 will be out, so...
No, I'm talking about spoilers. The tip was some spoilers. Oh. Man.
Hopefully,
I still haven't... I'm trying to work through my multiplayer trophies, which I've got them all but Artillery Man and the other two, which it's such a grind. You got to play 160, you got to rank up to 160 level or 180 level to unlock the last general so you can purchase it.
I thought the level was maxed out at 60. You talking about her level, your character level?
It is. No. Once you level to 60, you can then prestige over. So you have to play prestige 3 times before you can unlock the general and then purchase him to get that trophy for buying everything.
So essentially, you have to get to 100 level 180.
Yes, and it's only a bronze trophy.
Get the hell out of here, with that book.
It's only a bronze.
Dude, I'm dead serious. I'll tell you what. when we're done recording, you pop in Tomb Raider, you look at it. To hit level 60, it's a silver. But to get the general, you have to prestige 3 times, which is 180 levels. And it's only a bronze trophy to buy all the weapons upgrade and buy all the characters.
So why is it 100, almost 200 more levels to go to? Yes.
You prestige and you go back down to level 1, then you have to go to 60 again. Prestige, go back down to level 1, and then get to level 60 again.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And the multiplayer isn't bad. If it was polished off a little bit better, it'd be really good. But it's not that good for 180 levels. So we may have to get together and just play some private matches just to like get mad point, try to get some mad points or something to get there quicker. Because
I'll pop it in with you, buddy.
Man, y'all are some chumps, man.
I got no. That's not chump. No, I'm not farming trophies.
I'm just together. I'm not calling you a chump. I'm just saying I'm mad at this
because you ain't got internet. Well, Donnie, when you get internet, we'll help you out.
I'm not gonna have the game by that time because I'm about to send it back because I did all I can do with the single player.
Well, Donnie, here's the point: we own the game. We don't rent our games.
Okay, whether I buy it or not, I still can't play online, Tricky, so I'm sending it back anyway because I did all I could do on single player.
Well, why don't you just buy the game, you'll get the online code, and be done with it.
I'll get online when I get the game, when I'm able to get online, Tricky. Actually, what's the point of me getting online if I can't get online?
Actually, I could be wrong with this, but there was no online code for Tomb Raider.
No, I don't believe there was an online pass.
I think, Don, you can play the game online for free.
Anywhere yes. I go, I don't have net. Bring your net over to
your mom's or your grandma's.
They still have their heat on. It's still cold in Detroit. I can't play past 5 minutes.
I'm done making excuses for you, Donnie.
You don't got to make excuses for me. I know what my system is capable of.
You haven't bought a new system yet?
I'm trying to get one next month. Early next month.
All right.
Yeah, because I'm not going to buy the PS4 for at least a year.
Exactly, because by that time, they'll figure out what's wrong with yours.
Yeah, you know what? Donnie, if you don't buy a PlayStation 4, you might not be able to play one of the launch games that's coming out.
I'm not... First of all, I doubt if it is a launch game.
See, I don't know if I'm buying a PS4 quite at launch.
I am. Day one.
Here's why I'm not. I bought a PS2 at launch. It crapped out. I bought a PS3 a year after launch. It crapped out. I don't have luck with buying things when they first come out. I might wait for like the second runs to come out. That way they'll last longer for me.
That's exactly why I never. That's why Tricky said what he said. Because I took in previous shows before, I never buy the first batch. I always buy the second, maybe third or fourth batch because people be blowing, it'd be blowing up at people's faces, and I'm not trying to have my face messed up by a station.
All right. We'll get a little off topic here. Don, you played anything besides Tomb Raider?
Yeah, I'm slightly disappointed with God of War, but it has got me intrigued, so I'm starting over with Ascension and working my way on up to 3, playing them in that chronological order.
Okay.
Story-wise. So, I'm about almost finished with Olympus, Chains of Olympus.
Alright, anything else?
Yeah, that's it until whatever comes. Oh, yes! I'm sorry. I gave that Ratchet and Clank 4 Frontal Assault a try. I played one level and that's going in the mail also tomorrow.
Oh, no, that's a good game, Donnie.
I'm not digging that at all.
Because you don't like the tower defense part of it, right?
Yeah, I'm not feeling that at all. I don't like that tower defense crap.
See, I think that game, because I think you have to play it at least 2 players. You can't play it by yourself.
Well, anywhere, how many people I play with, I still wouldn't enjoy it because it's not a real Ratchet & Clank. To me, it's like another one of those Ratchet & Clank spinoffs. And when I mean spinoff, I mean that Ratchet & Clank Deadlock. Deadlock was some bull crap to me. I did not like Deadlock. And that's what this is to me, another deadline.
All right. Just we've been a little long-winded. Yield, what have you been playing, buddy?
I played some Rock Band 3, Jetpack Joyride, I Am Alive, and the Tomb Raider multiplayer.
And I think the only thing I've played all week is God of War Ascension. I actually beat it this morning. And
the first time?
For the first time.
What would you feel about this story? How did you feel about this story?
I gotta be honest. The entire time I was playing the game, I did not know why I was fighting.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, but
it was like, why am I going after these people? It's like they never got mentioned in the story whatsoever. I mean, if you're gonna go back and do a prequel on a game, at least let there be some kind of history in what you're doing. This is like an entirely made up story that they just said, okay, this happened between this period and this period. But there was no reference to it before. At least when you went back, like in Metal Gear, when you went back and played Snake Eater, you there was a reference that, you know, why you were going through all that. This, like, what? You know, at the end of the game, I mean, not that I was expecting some, like, big, you know, ending to the game, but it's pretty much like, okay, game's over, now he's going after Ares.
See, but the thing is, he's not going after Ares. And that's what I told you. That's why I said I was lost in the story, because in Chains of Olympus, he's still the slave to the gods. That's what I'm playing right now. I started Chains of Olympus today, and he's still doing the bids for the gods. He didn't mention too much anything about Ares. But I go if I could recall about Ghost of Sparta, I don't remember him talking about anything about Ares. Or going after him either. It wasn't until part one when he's going after the god of Ares, and it was all about taking the guys out after that. Well, after two, really.
Alright.
So, yeah, this Ascension, they could have kept this one.
I think with Ascension is they wanted to put out another God of War game, and they just came up with a bullshit story instead of trying to make a decent story for it.
Yep, and it was watered down as far as kills and all that stuff. It was watered down in kills, and everything was, like, replayed.
Yeah,
like,
there was no sex scene. I mean, not that, like, the game really needed a sex scene, but it's, like, a landmark to the thing. And, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Well, I understand the sex scene thing, though, but...
I do, but I don't. You know, I understand
that... He just killed his wife, so that's why. He wasn't thinking about it at the time.
Right, but, I mean, at least, and this is a spoiler, so Donnie put a little spoil tag in this. At the end, in the scene where, right at the end of the scene where he goes in, and he's having the illusion of, you know, walking into his house and seeing his wife and kid, at least before you make the reveal, make that into, like, a sex scene.
Yeah, that could have been pretty good. They could have worked that in there. But then... It would have. I can see how that could have went way bad too, because deep down he would know that he wasn't boinking his wife for real.
Right, but in all the games you're boinking somebody else. At least in this one, you're boinking your wife.
But not really. But let's move on.
All right, let's move on for our first topics. A website has come out with the top 10 coolest stuff you're gonna find on the PlayStation 4. Number one, your PSN friend list is going to be increasing in the number of people. They did not have a new limit, but it's going to be raised from the current cap of 100 people.
So?
All right, yield.
I'm not surprised, but do people really have a lot more than 100 friends?
I do.
But are these
really?
Really? Are these people really your friend?
Well, no. It's and let me reiterate why we're on the friends list. I have a rule with my friends list. If you don't sign on within 7 days, I kick you off the list regardless of who you are. So
I'm not on your list no more? Screw you.
So,
too,
so
buddy.
Donnie's off
Screw
your
you,
list
buddy.
Then?
Screw you, buddy.
Donnie's off my list. And he's going to have to wait for an opening to get back on there.
Dude, you just say that like I'm going to cry in the car.
Man.
Write down who you are. I don't accept blank friend requests. So,
dude, all you got to do is stop being uppity.
I'm not being uppity.
Yes, you are. Just ask in the message, who are you? And if they respond, then do it. That's how I do my...
No, I always respond. I know. But if I get five requests and four of them are blank and the one says, hey, I love the show, then the one that says I love the show gets a spot and the other four are asked out, even though the other ones might have messaged me 2 days earlier.
All I heard was I'm uppity. I'm too good for these people.
All right, number two. A very large hard drive is coming in each console. Again...
Sweet, we're going to get a 550.
Again, they did not announce the size of the hard drive, but they said that every console will have a very large hard drive installed.
Well, it should. And I, what was it? We talked about this on GameTorp a little bit, and they got to give you a bigger hard drive. With what all they're pushing, you know, how it's going to be this media mecca for all your internet streaming for Netflix and all this other stuff, and then they're trying to push, they're already doing it on the PS3, push day one digital sales, you know, don't buy the disc, buy it digitally. Well, all right, well, if you're going to buy all that stuff digitally and not get the disc, you gotta have a hard drive.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of these games are 10, 12 gigs and a 250 hard drive with 10 or 12 gigs plus DLC, you're going to fill up in a year, if that.
Not to mention that every so often free 87 gig game you're going to get.
Plus, if you're a Plus fan, you might as well forget that. You'll be done in 6 months.
Yeah, but I bet you it won't be nothing less. I mean, I bet you it won't make them be a terabyte. I bet you it won't.
I'm going to go on record right now that I don't think we're going to get PlayStation Plus on the PlayStation 4 until at least 6 months after launch.
It shouldn't, because otherwise what are you going to have? Oh, anything you're going to have to offer is last gen.
Well, no, you can offer launch games, but you're going to piss off a bunch of people that are going to go out and buy, let's say I go out and buy Infamous, and then all of a sudden... First month of PlayStation Plus, they're giving away Infamous for free. It's going to piss off a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, I'd be a little PO'd.
All right, number three.
But how are you just going to skip over that, though? I bet you there won't be a terabyte. It's in a very large one. What do you think about that?
I'm thinking it might be actually a terabyte.
No, they ain't giving us no terabyte.
This
is Sony we're talking about.
Donnie, I'll bet you a $20
piece. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome if they did, but then you know what the price of the new console is going to be? Didn't they say that they didn't want to go up to around $600 again starting out? Because that's what killed them with the Xbox?
Well, you can go get a terabyte hard drive now for what, $70-$80?
Yeah, but this is for a game console. This is a game company saying something, and that'd be, like you just said, that'd be sweet, but that'd be too right for especially Sony.
Sony's going to take 2 steps forward and about 5 backwards.
Oh, yeah. We put a terabyte hard drive in there, but we're going to take it back. We're going to take it back.
But you have to buy a season pass to unlock it.
Oh. All right, done. I'm going on record. $20 PSN card, terabyte or larger?
Nah. Dude, I'm jobless. Why you keep trying to make bets with a jobless guy? All
right, number three. The buttons are changing on the controller. Back on the PS3, the D-pad and the face buttons of the dual analog were analog, meaning that they can sense pressure and change input based on it. They said that DualShock 4 will ditch the analog and replace them with digital buttons, and the touchpad resolution on the controller is 1920x900, and the L2 and R2 buttons are going to be curved to help avoid accidental Netflix fast-forwarded. Now, I find it funny that they say Netflix fast-forwarding, because that's happened to me quite a bit.
Why is the controller still on anyway? Cut it off. You're watching the movie.
Well, I mean, I turned it off, but, you know, when you start up Netflix, you just put the controller down. You don't sit there and turn the controller off.
That's why you're losing juice for no reason.
Well, speaking of losing juice, number four is coming with the PlayStation 4 will charge the controllers while it's sleeping. Unlike PS3, where the system had to be on for the controller to be charged, now you can plug it into the USB port and it will charge the controller even when the PlayStation 4 is turned off.
That's the best thing you can say so far.
Oh.
That's not even a huge thing, but that's the best thing you can say.
There have been times that I've turned my system on just because my controllers were... I need to charge my controllers. Or left it on longer because my controllers were dead.
Yeah.
Well, the best thing, that Donnie, is in every PlayStation 4, a headset is going to be included in every box.
So are you telling me that my PS3 headsets won't work?
I'm not going to say that.
Well, it's going to be that eBay...
Because,
that
I mean...
eBay one.
I mean, by now, wouldn't most people already have some kind of headset by now?
You would think so.
So, therefore, are you... If your old headsets won't work with the new system, especially, you know, if you got the Sony stereo one,
with right now?
Wouldn't you be hosing a lot of people?
I'd be pissed off if this headset does not work with the PlayStation 4.
I'm just saying, I mean, you know, because I got the first run of those new headsets. I didn't get the second run.
Right.
But still, if it doesn't work, I'd be a tad bit agitated.
Well,
just
add another one to your list, man. There's a lot of things in Station 2 that didn't work on the Station 3.
True, but
you were making such a jump. From the 3 to the 4, they really can't be making that much of a jump. It's all going to be hard drive and more pixels on the screen, I think.
Don't say that, because people on Twitter would get mad at you, like they got mad at me, because I say the same thing.
They can get mad at me. It's true. What? From the trailers that I saw from the games, there was nothing that was just like, oh my God, look at all that. E3 comes through, then maybe there might be some, oh my God, look at that. But Sony's reveal of the PlayStation 4 really didn't sell it for me.
I said I was impressed. I said it was going to be hard to impress me, but I admitted that I was impressed with the power, the more stuff that they put into it. But as far as graphics and gameplay, all I seen was, if you're a gamer, like a hardcore gamer, you will be able to tell the difference between the Station 3 and Station 4 graphics. But if you're just a casual gamer, you're just like, oh, sweet. This would be like godly to you. Watch Dogs, that's Metal Gear 4 graphics. It looked the same.
All right. I don't want to cut you off, Donnie, but we're not even halfway through the first topic yet. The PlayStation 4i will enhance the PlayStation 4 user experience. It's going to have dual cameras, 1280 by 800 resolution, 12 bits and pixels, and 60 megahertz. And it's going to have a dedicated...
Kinect!
Say what?
Excuse me, I sneezed.
That's what I said, too.
I didn't hear what he said, that's why.
Don't worry about it, just keep rolling.
It's going to have a dedicated port.
Just keep rolling.
So it's not going to use up one of the USB ports on the console, and the camera is not going to be able to work with other devices. They did say that the potential uses are walkthrough videos, taunting and kill cam, login, speech recognition, and if you're playing a split-screen game and need to switch places with your friend, the camera can read the controllers and flip the split-screen so you're lined up on the right side.
Copycat.
Oh, yeah. Taunting and kill cams. Just what we need even more.
Number seven. Your real PSN names. At the February debut, Sony showed PlayStation 4 will be dialing into your social networks and be using your real name on the console. This is something you're going to have to enable. If enabled, when you import your friends list from your friends from your social networks, You'll use your real name, and you can decide which of your PlayStation-only friends can see your real name to, if any that you want.
See, that's the type of stuff that I was talking about before when we made our little Station 4 special.
Right.
Useless! I don't care about stuff like this. Why would they waste their time doing stuff like this?
Okay, something that we didn't need.
Because everybody lives on Facebook, except for me.
In me.
Look, it's something that we didn't
necessarily... Oh, you don't live on Facebook either, Donnie? Oh, right, internet high five. Okay.
All right, it's something that we didn't need, but it's something that, if it's there, use it.
No, it's not.
All right, number eight. Record is mandatory.
Also whack.
Okay? The console is going to automatically record it. There's nothing special you're going to have to do, so it's going to do it on its own, regardless if you want it to record or not.
That should be enabled. Also, because I'm quite sure that's going to take up a lot of memory, that you're going to go like, dang, I'm running out of memory. Oh, I got all these recordings that I'm not using.
It's not going to automatically save it. It's going to automatically record it. You're going to have to go in and manually save it if you want it.
Great. So you say. Like your haywire on the system.
Exactly. So you say.
Number 9, remote play upgrade. Remote play has been around for a while, but it's never been fantastic. With the PS4 and Vita, PlayStation is looking to change all that. When you connect via a local network or the internet, the screens will be mirrored. That means, unlike the PS3 Vita, one screen won't be dead and both will be showing the game at the same time. You can also go into a separate mode where you can start play at any time on the PS4.
So that means if I'm using remote play, if somebody changed the channel, my PSP is going to see that too?
No. All right. If you're playing a game, it changes the channel. Your Vita screen's not going to change. But unlike now, what this is saying is, anybody that doesn't know how remote play works, is you go into the PS3, you start remote play. Your screen goes to a black screen, and it says remote play is enabled. And so if anybody was to go to the input of what your PS3 is, it says remote play in progress. Instead of it doing that now, you're going to be able, the PS3 screen is going to mirror the Vita screen and vice versa. Also, you don't have to go start remote play. You could be playing the PS4 game, and if your wife walks in the room and says, I want to watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you can start remote play without even turning off the game.
And also remote play encouraging trophy jumping.
How is trophy jumping?
You know how. Number 10.
No, Dottie, you are confusing crossplay with remote play. You still doing
No, that. Because you said the same thing about Sly 4, and yet it ended up being cross trophy save. Jumping.
That's cross save, Dottie. Number 10. The light bars on the DualShock 4 are going to identify the players. So what, player 1 will always be blue, player 2 will be red, player 3 will be green, and player 4 will be pink.
So we don't know how to tell the difference anymore? We don't know how to tell that I'm player 2 anymore?
Well, instead
of useless.
Instead of top of the controller, you're gonna, where the lights lit up to whatever control you are, now it's going to be signified by color.
Yeah.
Also, the light bar is going to be used to muzzle flashes from your gun, health, and so on. So it looks like your controller is going to blink if you're dying in Uncharted or something.
Oh my God, are you serious? Who's going to pay attention to the lights on the controllers like that? You're going to watch the game, man.
Well, maybe you're playing it up real like flashing off the floor or something.
Everybody, if you're a player, you know where to... square, triangle, X, zero, O is, so I'm not looking at my controller to play the game. I'm looking at the screen. Let it turn red or whatever the life bar they give us. Useless!
You're saying?
I was saying, so we're lazy enough that we can't flip our controller 90 degrees and go, light number 1, light number 2, light number 3. Oh wait, I'm red. I'm player two. I got a color.
I see the thought
behind it, but it just seems like it's I don't know, pretty bells and whistles that they don't need.
I don't think that they're doing it necessarily to signify the player. I think they're using the colors, like they said with the PlayStation 4 camera, so the camera can recognize what controller is what. So in the case where if you're playing on the left and I'm playing on the right, and for some reason we want to switch spots, as we switch spots, the split screen will also switch, so we stay on our side of the TV.
Now, see, now in that instance, that is cool.
So that,
or if you're playing with three, if you're playing with three people, or you're playing with three people and you're only playing split screen, you know, odd man out. When you go to switch controllers, you don't have to go, now wait, I need to get up and move over here now because now I've got player one's controller and I'm sitting on the right side of the TV.
Right. I think that's what I said. I think they're using the colors more for the camera.
But do you really need to switch sides? You can't just look.
Hey, Donnie, I can switch sides.
But I'm just
no homo. But there are.
It's a split screen on one TV. You look at the whole TV anyway. You just can't.
I have to the other side. I have some friends that they can't do that. If they're playing, if their screen is the left side of the TV, they need to be sitting towards the left side of the TV, or otherwise they get confused.
Well, you know what? Your friend needs to be playing Leapfrog then, not the Leapfrog pad, not a game, not a PlayStation.
All right.
Tricky, you gonna take that? He just says you need to be playing Frogger.
No, you know what it is like the other night when we were playing Rock Band together. I was looking at your screen rather than looking at my screen, wondering why I was fucking up.
See? You need a leaf frog pad.
and we weren't even playing split screen, we were playing in the room.
Exactly. That's even worse.
I do have to admit, when we first started, I was looking at the left side of the screen, and I'm like, before every song starts, I hit my buttons just to kind of make sure, you know, hey, there I am, and I'm like, why are my buttons lighting up? Oh, I'm over on the right side of the screen. Okay, yeah, let's.
That is so terrible.
Terrible.
As you're listening to this, the season finale for The Walking Dead has come out.
Yes, 5 minutes. Let's get this rolling.
And if you watched it, there is going to be a Last of Us TV spot that's going to be airing during the season finale of The Walking Dead. So if you have it,
makes sense.
Go back and look for the commercial.
Once again, I don't want to see anything else about The Last of Us. They already told too much. And then I'm very, very disappointed with the God of War Ascensions.
I've got it pre-ordered. Anybody else got it pre-ordered?
I haven't pre-ordered.
It's tricky. But no, you know you get it with your demo.
Which one did you pre-order?
The Collector's Edition.
Are you talking the $180 one or the $80 one?
The $180 one.
Or $160 one. You spent another... Oh.
Yeah.
What did you get?
I don't even know.
$60 gets you the game. $80 gets you some DLC stuff, and I think a couple, like a comic and a couple of other little knickknacks. Another $60 on top of that will get you a statue.
Yes, that's why I bought it, for the statue.
A statue of what?
So you spent another $60 for a statue? Mm-hmm. A statue of Joel and Ellie. It's really not that cool of a statue. It's not like an Assassin's Creed 3 statue. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, like, first of all, we don't even know these characters to be idolizing them like God of War, because that's why I got this Ascension. You know,
well, I said... To do something like that, to do that kind of a collector's edition, it should be the second game. Because we don't know how exactly. This game will more than likely be really good. It's Naughty Dog. It looks good. It's going to be good. But what if it's a flop? What if it's not that good?
That last trailer they showed me kind of turned me off the game. So that's why I said they already had me the trailer before the last.
What, with the zombie? What?
Yeah.
Goofy zombie people running at you.
Ah! That turned me off the game.
So. All right. What should not turn you off is the fact that with GameStop coming out, they said that they have done a research and over 900,000 GameStop customers have signed up on their website for early information about the PlayStation 4.
But they didn't sign up for pre-order.
Well, I don't think you can pre-order yet.
With GameStop, you can pre-order.
No, I don't think you can. You probably won't be able to. You probably won't be able to pre-order it. Well, you can probably pre-order it because there's no street date. So I'm sure that they've got something in the system where you can put, what is it? I think, what you got put, is it 25 or 50 bucks down for a console? I think it's 50 bucks down for a console. I'm sure there are people, who've put money down on it.
Yeah, you can pre-order because when, I think it was either Ghostbusters or maybe it was Metal Gear 4. I pre-ordered that when he announced it, that it's going to be a Metal Gear 4. So, you can pre-order a Station 4. I guess you just got to find whichever one doing it, but you can do it.
Alright. What else is cool is, if you are a big Grand Theft Auto fan, Grand Theft Auto games for the PlayStation 2 era, which was Liberty City Stories and Vice City Stories, will be coming to the PlayStation Network as PS2 classics as of tomorrow. Because we don't release on Mondays anymore. As of April 2nd. So as you're listening to this, they're ready to hit the store in America, and as of April 3rd in Europe. And both games will cost you $9.99.
Let's get them free from Plus.
I don't think you can grab that for free from Plus.
Yeah, you're going to get it. No. And June. 9 o'clock. You just made the show, Ma.
Donnie's mom making her appearance. Now, this topic, I know we're going to get long-winded on. So, Donnie, do you want to wait to talk about this to the end, or you want to talk about it now?
Yeah, we can go ahead.
All right. If everybody remembers back at the VGAs, we received a trailer for a game called The Phantom Pain. A little before that, we received a trailer for the game Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes. Well, it turns out they're both the same game, and it is Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
Actually, they're both the same game, but it's two parts. Ground Zeroes is true, but it's going to be released before Phantom Menace, and that they're both wanting the same storyline.
Now, before I even talk about this game, I want to mention the biggest bullshit of this game. David Hayter is not coming back to do Snake's voice.
Oh, that was some crap when I heard that.
They have replaced David Hayter, and somebody else will be doing Snake's voice.
I bet you it won't be the same. You know what? I bet he's going to try to make it as close as possible, and he's going to suck at it. He's going to be a freaking Batman.
The only thing that I can think of, based on what we've seen in the trailer, is that the reason David Hayter is not in the game is because we're not playing as Big Boss or as Solid Snake. Now, based on the trailer, it looks like we're going to be playing as Big Boss. But that's the only reason I can think of why they recasted David Hayter. And silence from both of you.
I'm sorry about that. Walking Dead is on.
I was reading. I was reading. What'd you say?
But no, I heard you. But I don't know what to think. First of all, let me just say that I am extremely lost in this trailer. And I would like to say, just like in every single Metal Gear game that ever came out, I was lost. And never knew what was going on until I actually got my hands on the game.
Well, based on the trailer, it looks like there's a lot of speculations that the guy on the horse is Ocelot. They're thinking that the disfigured guy is Volgan. And there's a lot of other references. If you watch the trailer, there's a scene where Big Boss, who we assume is Big Boss, is laying on a stretcher, and Master Miller is on a stretcher behind him. But there's also a third character, because as you're looking at who you think is Big Boss and Master Miller, is somebody else looking in that way. So there's a third
character. Well, did you look at this video here, the interview with Hideo?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, this video explains everything in that trailer. That's actually, you know how in Metal Gear 4, where if you kill a lot of people, you hear that the voice of God and you throw up?
Right.
Which that voice of God is actually Hideo. Did you know that?
No, but go ahead.
But that's what the voice of God in Metal Gear 4 is, Hideo. And the guy who's looking around in the hospital room is Hideo. He's just looking at it from another person's point of view, and that other person is Hideo. He mentioned this in his interview. Watch it. It's a real good interview. And explained a lot about what he was trying to do. And that's where I found out where Ground Zeroes and Phantom Menace is... Did I say Phantom Menace?
You did.
Yes, I did. Well, those two games are the same. They're in the same storyline, but they're two different games. And this is what I hope. I would really hope that this is like Zanzibar Land. Because you know what I was thinking about in this battle right here, and we're in this game, I was thinking, like, you know what, maybe you might end up fighting Snake in this.
As Big Boss?
As Big Boss. Of course, we already know that you're going to lose or get or die some way. But from the way it's going, I would hope that would be, like, good, because I've been waiting to play Zanzibar Land, not the one on the Nintendo. That's Zanzibar Land, but this would be real good if this was Zanzibar Land.
All right, well, hopefully we'll get more information on this in the next couple weeks or months, and we can go into this more in depth in the following shows. Yield, do you have anything you want to say about this before we move on to our last topic?
No, we're good.
All right. Thanks for being here, buddy.
No, wait a minute. We ain't just good, man. You gotta speak. This is like if you was at a funeral, you gotta speak, man.
All right, Tomb Raider. Crystal Dynamics game Tomb Raider, which everybody that I've talked to absolutely loves, has been announced that they have achieved the highest week one sales in the franchise history.
What a shock.
Well, what I find strange is that they sold, as of this recording, 3.6 million copies of this game.
That's it?
And Square Enix is saying that the sales did not live up to their expectations.
Good God, what were they well, 3.6 million.
Yeah, what was they expecting? Because the franchise has died down so dramatically, and people, like, if they come up with another Tomb Raider game, I'm not going to play it.
Well, they also said that their other games, Hitman Absolution, which sold 3.7 million, and Sleeping Dogs, which sold 1.2 million, they also did not meet their expectations in their sales.
Also, once again, okay, Hitman.
I could understand Sleeping Dogs, but I hear it's really good.
Yeah, I was going to say, but Hitman, what would they expect? Because, you know, not too many people are up on Hitman or even like how Hitman even plays.
Yeah, you're either a fan of Hitman or you're not.
Yeah, but I like Hitman. And Sleeping Dogs is a new IP, so what do you expect on a new IP? You know, people don't want to take chances like they used to on wasting their money on a new game that sucks. Which I like Sleeping Dogs. Sleeping Dogs didn't suck. It was off the chain. Also better than GT4.
I started playing Sleeping Dogs. I can't get into it.
Really?
Killing Grand Theft
Everybody Auto. Who I've talked to who's played it says it's really good. I want to play it. I was hoping we'd get it free from Plus, but UK did.
Yeah, I mean I'm not putting it to the side. I'm just saying, so far, what I've been doing, I haven't been able to get into it. But then again, I've been busy over the last week, and I really haven't been able to give it much time. But just on the opening scene, I really have not. It's not like gotten me to the point where I say, "Oh, I got to keep playing this."
I got
whatever
you.
Tricky.
I'm waiting for it to go to the bargain bin, then I'll get it.
All right. For our question of the week, Donnie has wrote the question is, why the hell aren't you guys sending us in questions? So Donnie,
that's not what he said.
Answering these questions.
He said, why ain't y'all commenting these questions?
Right. Okay. Let me rephrase that. Donnie wants to know why you're not sending in questions and why you're not answering the questions that we're asking. So, Donnie, I'm going to give you 60 seconds.
What up, people?
Right now, 60 seconds, uninterrupted by me and you, to plead to our audience and get them to send in us in questions. 60 seconds, go.
Please, people. I'm taking time out of my life to entertain you folks to the best of my ability. I would love it if you guys would just answer the questions. It's great. If you don't want to listen to the show, just fast forward it to the question and answer it. That'll be great. I would love it so much if we had some replies. Please. I'm begging you.
30 more seconds.
Crying. Do you want me to cry on air again? Because it's not a pretty sight, I tell you. It's really not a pretty sight. I don't know what to do, man. It's over, man. It's over. I don't know what to do anymore. Answer the question. Answer the freaking question, listeners. Or else I'm going to get angry and I'm going to turn green. You don't want me to turn green.
All right, let's move on to our housekeeping. Proven Gamer is looking for some
subscribers.
We are looking for writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters. Donnie.
Yes.
Donnie.
Yes.
Donnie's making the call for the news reporters. If you're interested in working for Proven Gamer, please stop by the website and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application. We will get back to you very, very quickly, and we'll do our best to get you on staff. Donnie, are we sponsored by anybody?
Amazon!
We are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, as you're doing your shopping on Amazon, please stop by the website first and click on the Amazon link and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and helps out the site tremendously. While you're on the site, stop by and listen to our other podcast, PG Spoilers.
If ever you lost it,
I try to find it and put it out.
Dude,
if you
find that was the best one.
You can email us at.
Man, this is the running joke that was still going on when I was just a guest host.
Yes, it is. If you want to contact us, you can email us at trophyhorse@provengamer.com. You want to contact us on Twitter, you can contact the website at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. Yield, why don't you spell that out for our listeners so they don't get confused?
IYIELD, the number 2, and O, the number 1.
I had somebody ask me they couldn't find you on Twitter. If you want to...
That's all right. You're not missing much.
They didn't yield long enough.
On Facebook, stop by and do a search for Proven Gamer and please hit that like button. If you're going to play on the PC and on Steam, look for the Proven Gamer Steam group. It's currently headed up by RC Stash. Yes.
So he really doing it?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
If you want to check out one of our videos, you can stop by YouTube and do a search for Official Proven Gamer and watch all the videos. If you could, also, while you're cruising the web, stop by iTunes, leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars, but anything is greatly appreciated. And leave comments. Let Donnie know he's doing such a good job in what he's doing. And speaking of ratings, we actually have a new rating. So thank you, Mr. Kurtman2K20. He said, just listen to episode 103. He's back. And 103.5 Remix. Both really awesome shows. I can't drink during the shows. As one time, I spit one of my drinks across the room and almost hit my PC monitor. LOL, you guys are awesome, and if you're not friends with me on the Xbox or the PS3, I'm Kurtman2K20 on both. Hit me up. Keep being awesome, and can't wait for 104. Peace, and always be horn.
We can't wait for 104 either, man.
Yeah, we're still waiting for ourselves.
So, thank you, Kurtman, for the rating. If you could, everybody, go by and do what Kurtman did and leave us a rating. Call us. Donnie, there's a phone number, right?
Yeah, it is. And the number is 330-PROVEN-9. 330-776-8369.
You know that number, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know that number real well.
You weren't calling that number and getting a sex line, were you?
No. No, not at all.
Sure you wasn't.
I totally meant to call the other whore line.
It was actually Yield that pointed it out to us that we had the number wrong in the show and on the show notes. Our shout outs. Yield, since it's your first official show, we're going to start your shout outs with you.
All right, because I don't really have any. I guess I will give a shout out to Crystal Dynamics, because the single player for Tomb Raider is absolutely awesome. If you haven't gone and bought it yet, you need to go and get it. It is well worth the $60. It's very good. There are minor gripes and complaints that we covered in PG spoilers if Tricky ever finds it.
It's on drive
something.
Find it.
I will give a shout out to both Tricky and Donnie for having me on the show to replace Alex. I will not be able to replace Alex's debating skills and his information, but I hope to be entertaining.
You already are, man. You already are.
Thank you.
All right, Donnie.
I want to give a shout out to Gil for coming on to his first show without the other guy being here, with, you know, trying to make sure he's doing it right. Yeah, but that was a great shout out, man. That was cool. Tricky, dude, I'm shouting you out. This is actually a call out, man. Find that show, man. Find spoilers. This is probably the best spoiler we ever done did. And all the listeners,
I gotta say that.
Alright, go ahead.
That was a good spoiler.
Very good. And yes, I want
to
say.
I agree with what Donnie says. Tricky was proven wrong, and he lost it.
Exactly. He always lose stuff when he's wrong on the show. We lost so many shows. We actually got 115 episodes.
And he was.
But those other ones, he was wrong, you know, so we don't have no idea where they at now.
He was wrong last week, and the show's not out yet.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout-out to...
No, wait!
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want to give a shout-out to Kirk, man. That was awesome, Kirk, man. Get your friends out here to also do that. And now what you got to do next, Kirk? Just leave a comment on one of these questions, dude. That'd be awesome. Awesome.
All right. And I'm like, go ahead, Donnie.
I said proceed.
Thank you. I want to give a shout out to Donnie for recording 20 minutes into the season finale of Walking Dead with us.
Dude, man, I'm missing so much right now. I'm hearing it in the background and it's killing me.
Even though I have a deep heart and can watch it from the start after we're done recording.
I feel like DVR, rewind to the beginning and play again.
That's what I'm going to do. I also want to give a shout out to...
What, Donnie don't have a DVR?
Donnie doesn't have cable.
Dude, I had to cut everything.
Oh, dude. Another internet high five. I don't have cable either.
I just want to give a shout out to Shield for joining the show. Even though he was permabanned from ProvenGamer.com, he somehow made it on to become official whore. So
that's right.
As long as he doesn't,
because you can't,
cross
you
that
can't
line
keep
again,
a good whore down.
As long as he doesn't cross the line again, he will stay a member of the show. So if you just want Yield to stay, tell him don't cross the line.
Hey, check this out.
Gonna be the first one fired then.
No, Yield, we're gonna treat you real good. We ain't gonna run through you like the rest of them whores.
All right. Yeah.
And of course, I want to give a shout out to Donnie's mom and grandma, and the rest of Donnie's family. That was a special guest host of this show in the background.
The whole family was guests.
So, if there's nothing else, gentlemen, until next week or whenever I put the show out, happy trophy hunting!
Great ending. Peace out.
You gonna say goodbye, Yield?
That's epic. Bye, Yield.
All right. Go watch The Walking Dead, Don.
All right. I'll be back on commercial.
Yo, you're kind of quiet this episode, buddy.
Here's a new outro from the OG of PG. Hope you liked the show. Was it dope enough? Let us know. Leave a comment. Leave a rating. 5-5 preferably. Thanks, y'all, for listening. Now it's time to take leave. Peace out. Outie.